Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
The elections for the year 2020 are finally behind us, I think, and what an election it was. 2020 had already left its mark in history in many ways, and it's now time for things to settle and let 2021 have its turn in making history. Many of us will look back in a few years and reminisce about the impact this one year has had on not only the United States, but the world as well. So back to the elections. There were a few statewide propositions on the ballot I have been keeping track of, Propositions 20, 22, and 25. Proposition 20 would add crimes to the list of felonies for which early parole is restricted, recategorize certain types of theft and fraud crimes as wobblers, chargeable as misdemeanors or felonies, and require a DNA collection for certain misdemeanors. The proposition was defeated, so these changes will not be made. Proposition 20 was placed on the ballot to clean up certain loopholes that were created by the passage of Proposition 47 in 2014. Proposition 47 made many allowances that reduced certain felonies to misdemeanors and resulted in an increase in crime due to one-time felons now being released back into communities where crime has steadily increased in the past 5 years. During my final years as sheriff of Humboldt County, I received numerous calls from community members and victims of crime wondering why offenders were not being held. They began to see repeat offenders back out on the streets with no recourse for the victims and general citizenry. Proposition 20 was designed to address those concerns and return some, not all, of those prior crimes back in the category of felonies in order for the judicial system to sentence accordingly. So much to my surprise, the proposition failed by a large margin, 62% opposed to 39% in favor. Proposition 22 was a win for Californians, especially those entrepreneurs. The state legislature had classified many private contractors as employees, which would mean those who were receiving a service from these providers would have to treat them as employees. This impacted the timber industry, trucking, and Uber drivers, to name a few. Proposition 22 would classify app-based drivers as independent contractors and not employees. Uber drivers would have become a thing of the past in California. Proposition 22 passed by 58% of the vote. Proposition 25, if passed, would have upheld Senate Bill 10, which replaced cash bail for offenders with risk assessment tools, thus allowing individuals being released with no monetary incentive or reason to return for court proceedings. So many offenders were being released on a promise to appear at a later date, which led to many not appearing, and the burden was then placed on law enforcement to go out and find the offenders. With a bail incentive, the number of those failing to appear is considerably lower and makes sense. Senate Bill 10 was bad legislation, which the voters realized, and Proposition 25 was defeated by 55% of the vote. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.